Miss Moore pretends to be put out.
Now then, don't keep me in suspense. Tell me about the water nymphs.
As we tell her the tale in great description, Miss Moore listens intently.
Ah, I see you've been reading after all. That is consistent with the ancient Greek tales of nymphs and sirens who led sailors to their deaths with their song. And have you had success in finding your temple, was it?
Not yet, but we visited the Golden Dawn, a bookseller's near Bond Street, and found a book on secret societies by a Miss Wilhelmina Wyatt, Anne says.
The Golden Dawn, Miss Moore says, taking a bit of her cake. I don't believe I know it.
Miss McCleathy had an advert for it in her suitcase, Anne blurts out. Gemma saw it there. Miss Moore raises an eyebrow. It was open, I say, blushing. I could not help seeing it.
We saw Miss McCleathy there at the shop. She asked for the book, so we did as well. It has knowledge about the order, Felicity says.
Did you know the order used anagrams to conceal their true identities when needed? I ask. Miss Moore pours tea for us.
Is that so?
Anne jumps in. Yes, and when we did an anagram for Miss McCleathy, it spelled out, "They call me Circe." That proves it.
Proves what?
Miss Moore asks, spilling a bit of tea that she must sop up with her napkin.
That Miss McCleathy is Circe, of course, and she's come back to Spence for some diabolical purpose, Felicity explains.
Would that be the teaching of drawing or Latin?
Miss Moore asks with a wry smile.
It is a serious matter, Miss Moore, Felicity insists.
Miss Moore leans in with a solemn face.
So is accusing someone of witchcraft for visiting a bookseller's.
Properly chastised, we drink our tea. We followed her, Anne says quietly. She went to Bedlam, to where Nell Hawkins lives.
Miss Moore stops mid-sip.
Nell Hawkins? Who is she?
She's a girl who believes in the Order. She says that Circe is trying to get to her. That's why she went mad, Anne says with relish. She really does have a taste for the macabre. My brother, Tom, is a clinical assistant at Bethlehem. Nell Hawkins is a patient there, I explain.
Interesting. And you've spoken with this person?
Yes, I say.
Did she tell you she was acquainted with Miss McCleathy?
No, I answer, somewhat embarrassed. She is mad, and it is difficult to decipher her ramblings, but she was at St. Victoria's School for Girls when this terrible misfortune befell her, and we've reason to believe that Miss McCleathy was in their employ at the same time.
That is curious,
Miss Moore says, pouring milk into her tea till the liquid turns a cloudy beige.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I admit, but I've sent an inquiry to the headmistress. I expect to know shortly.
Then you know nothing, really,
Miss Moore says, smoothing her napkin in her lap.
Until you do, I would advise you to be careful with your accusations. They can have unforeseen repercussions.
We look at each other guiltily. Yes, Miss Moore.
Anne, what have you done there?
She asks. Anne's been scribbling on a piece of paper. She tries to cover it with her hand. Nothing. That's all it takes for Felicity to pull it away. Give that back, Anne whines, trying unsuccessfully to grab it. Felicity reads aloud.
Hester Moore, room she reet.
It is an anagram of your name, not a very good one, Anne says hotly. Fee, if you please. Felicity reads on, undaunted.
Oh, set her more, set more hero.
Felicity's eyes flash, a feral grin appears.
Tom, Eros he.
It doesn't matter that it makes no sense. It is that Tom and Eros have been combined in the same sentence that has humiliated Anne to no end. She snatches it back. Others in the tea room have noted our childish behaviour, and I'm terribly embarrassed that our visit has ended on such a note. Miss Moore will probably never invite us on an outing again. Indeed, she checks her pocket watch.
I should be seeing you girls home.
In the cab, Miss Moore says,
I do hope you have no further acquaintance with the water nymphs. They sound particularly gruesome.
That makes two of us, Anne says, shivering.
Perhaps you can bring me into the story. I should like to fight the nymphs, I think.
Miss Moore adopts a mock heroic face. It makes us laugh. I am relieved. I've so enjoyed our day. I should hate to think there will not be another like it. When Anne and Felicity are safely home again, we travel the short distance to Belgrave Square. Miss Moore takes in the sight of the lovely house. "Would you like to come in and meet Grandmama?" I ask.
"Another time, perhaps."
She looks a bit worried.
"Gemma, do you really distrust this Miss Macleady?"
"There is something unsettling about her," I answer. "I cannot say what it is." Miss Moore nods.
"Very well. I shall make inquiries of my own. Perhaps it is nothing at all, and we shall laugh at how silly we've all been. In the meantime, you might do well to be wary of her."
"Thank you, Miss Moore," I say. "Thank you for everything."